The story of Chanukah appears in the Megillas Tainis, and the Gemara Masechta Shabbos quotes it from the Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis is a sefer that was written down before the Mishnayos. Rashi writes in his commentary on the Gemara, why is it called Megillas Tainis? Because at the time that the Torah Shebaal Peh was still being recited orally, the Megillas Tainis was already written down. It goes by the months of the Jewish calendar. It starts with Nisan Iyar Sivan, and it lists off all of the Yamim Tovim that they observed during the period of the Beis Sheni. They all had something to do with the Beis Hamikdash or another. The Dinim of Chanukah also appear in Masecha Sofrim. The Gemara quotes a few brises that are in Masecha Sofrim, but Masecha Sofrim was composed later. It's not from the Tanoim. All the Masechtas Tanis, Masecha Smachas, Masecha Sitzis, Masecha Kusim, these are all written by the Gaonim after the days of the Amoraim. So they picked up brises that appear in the Gemara, and then they put them all together, and they put in some of their own opinions. Then they quote sometimes topics from Tanoim that we don't have any other source for. That's the Masecha Sofrim. The Magen Avraham writes in one place in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, Masecha Sofrim is written by the Gaonim who lived in Eretz Yisrael. They were Gaonim who lived in Eretz Yisrael, and Gaonim who lived in Bovel. So a lot of the dinim of Chanukah appear in Masecha Sofrim and Perek Chof. Everything is there in Perek Chof. But the earliest source for my Chanukah, what the Gemara quotes in the Sugi of Chanukah and Shabbos Chof Aleph Hameveis, is from the Megillas Tainis. So the Brisa says, it tells over the story, the Nitzoch and HaMolchama, and then the Nes of the Pach HaShemen. And then it says that the year after, Lashon Acheres, Kvom, Asami, Amitavim, Bahal, Bahidor, the Chachamim who were at that time, this was 200 years before the Churban Bayis, a little over 200 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni, the Chachamim instituted Chanukah as an 8-day holiday, and they instituted it with respect, a Yontif, not for Issa Malach, Rashi says, they never made an Issa Malach, but rather, Yamitavim, Bahal, Bahidor, we recite Halal, and we say, V'yama Nisim. We recite Hallel, so the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva that became famous. The Chasam Sofer suggests that Halal Chanukah is a din d'oraisa based on the Gemara Megillah, Daf Yudalet. The Gemara says, we have a Kal V'chaimah. If the Chumash records the fact that Bnei Yisrael recited Oz Yashir in Parshas B'Shalach, and they weren't killing the Jews, they were just, there was Me'abdus L'cheres. They were just the Meshabit Bnei Yisrael. So on Chanukah, when they wanted to kill all the people, Mimavis Lachaim Lekolshkein. So it's on Purim. On Purim, they wanted to kill all the people. So the Gemara says, should be a Kal V'chaimer from Yitzias Mitzrayim. If on the occasion of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Torah records that they recited Halal, so Kal V'chaimer, you should say Halal on Purim. So the Gemara, how come we don't say Purim? How come we don't say Halal on Purim? So the Gemara gives three different answers. On Chanukah, we do say Halal, so it remains either a Kal V'chaimer or a Mamatzinu from Oz Yashir. So the Chasam Sofer writes in one of his Truvas that Kal V'chaimer is one of the Yudgim Lumedish HaTorah in the Drash Espem, so that's a Din Derais. So he says that Halal on Chanukah is a Din Derais. The Netziv disagrees. The Netziv in his commentary on the Shiltis was a very young man. He was a teenager when he wrote his commentary on the Shiltis. He, at that time, he was the son-in-law of Rabbi Tzalev Valojina, who was the son of Rabbi Chaim Valojina. So he married the Rosh Yeshiva's daughter. He was a very quiet fellow. They didn't think he was so learned. They didn't realize, the father-in-law of the family didn't realize how learned he was until they once, by accident, they found a letter. He was corresponding with Rabbi David Luria, to have his chidushim in the back of the Vilna Shas, the Radal. The Radal wrote one of the Gdolim of that generation. He wrote a long commentary on the Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer. He's known for that, critical edition of the Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer. So he corresponded with this young teenager within Itziv. That's the family. By accident, they found a letter that the Radal had sent to the Itziv. And he wrote to him with such big respect, he didn't realize that it was a little boy. Like Rabbi Gifty used to learn here in high school. He used to correspond with all the rabbanim. He had such a good Hebrew style. The rabbanim thought he must be a big rabbi. He was a teenager. He was 15 years old, 16 years old. So they wrote to him such letters with such derech eretz. They thought me or there. That was before he went to learn in Europe. Then he went to learn in Europe. So he grew in learning. So the Nitziv has in his commentary on the Shultas, he quotes this from the Chassam Sofer. He wants to disagree with him, so he has to be respectful. So he writes, Hagoyim HaTzadik. HaChassam Sofer writes in the Tshuvas, usually he doesn't refer to him, Hagoyim HaTzadik, just as HaChassam Sofer. He was going to disagree, so you have to disagree with their Cheretz. So he writes, Hagoyim HaTzadik HaChassam Sofer writes in the Tshuvas that Halal HaChanukah is their Isa. He says, with all the respect, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara in Brachas has a din. If a person is in the middle of Kriya Shema, so sometimes there's a heter to be mafsik, to talk in the middle of Kriya Shema. And the Yerushalmi, Tesis there quotes, the Yerushalmi learns it from the Pasuk, V'dibarta bam. Bashab Shah V'dibarta bam means you should recite Kriya Shema. So the Amoraim Darshan V'dibarta bam, you should talk in the middle of Kriya Shema. You should talk, you should be mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema. Sometimes you're permitted and obligated to be mafsik, namely, mipnei HaKovid, mipnei HaYira, if someone greets you, so you answer. Sometimes you should initiate a greeting. So that's exactly the details. Is it b'emtza perik? Is it b'en aprokim, between one perik and the other? Is it mipnei HaKovid? Is it mipnei HaYira? So that's a machloikas HaTanaim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, how far do you go? But in principle, we learn out from the psukim that there's a heter to be mafsik in the middle of mipnei HaKovid HaBriyah. So there's a heter to be mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema. So the Gemara has a suffix. What about in the middle of Halal HaChanukah? Should I say it's a Kal V'chaim HaMadach in the middle of Kriya Shema? You're allowed to be mafsik, even though Kriya Shema is derais. Halal HaChanukah is only the Rabbanon, so it's a Kal V'chaim. You're allowed to be mafsik. Maybe I should say no, that since the reciting of Halal HaChanukah is in order to accomplish a Pirsumi Nisa, so you're going to be mafsik in the middle, so you're going to kill the whole Pirsumi Nisa. So you'll be reciting psukim and tilim, but it won't seem like you're being mefarsam dinas. So the Gemara comes to a conclusion over there. So the Gemara said the first, the Halal HaChanukah is only the Rabbanon. That's what the Nitziv is masik on the Chassam Sofer. Now they have, I think it's a machon for an Eretz Yisrael for putting out Sifrei Rebbe Akiva Eiger. So they put out more Kisvei Yad of Rebbe Akiva Eiger. Chassam Sofer was a son-in-law of Rebbe Akiva Eiger. Chassam Sofer had three wives, one after the other. Each wife died. And so his second wife was the daughter of Rebbe Akiva Eiger. He was 1 year younger than Rebbe Akiva Eiger. And he died a year after Rebbe Akiva Eiger. They lived to the same short life, short age. And he was born a year after, and he died a year after. So the... this machon for Hitzos Kisvei Rabbi Kiveget put out a volume, a collection of Heoris on Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. So the Heoris are written by Talmidim of the Chassam Sofer, the Maram Shik and other Talmidim. So they made a likut, a very good likut, of everything they had available, all of the Talmidim of Chassam Sofer who give Heoris on the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. So they have the Talmidim of Chassam Sofer also asked this kash. How can the Rebbe say against the Bavli? The Bavli says Beferish, that reciting Halal HaChanukah is only the Rabbanon. So they quote from the Maram Shik, I think, that if I remember, the Rebbe meant to say that Halal HaChanukah, in principle, it's a din deraisa, because the Gemara has a Kal V'chaim, a Matzino from Oz Yashir. Yeah, Halal HaChanukah is deraisa, but that you have to say all the prokem of Halal, 3 pages worth of Halal, that's only the Rabbanon. So really, you could have said the first chapter in Halal and could have been Yotze with that. You're talking about being mafsik in the middle of Halal means you said a chapter or two. Then you want to be mafsik. So the rest of the Halal, that's only with the Rabbanon. In fact, you have to recite the whole text of the Halal. That's only with the Rabbanon. That's how the Talmidim of the Chassam Sofer wanted to defend their Rebbe. That's what he meant. You can't chap the Chassam Sofer with an offering gemara. That's how they felt. We have from Rab Chaim Balozhina, we have in addition to the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, you have the comments on Pirkei Avos Ruach Chaim. So he has a comment on the Mishnah. He basically b'sibad l'chachamim. You should always have Talmid Chachamim visiting in your home, talking, learning. The heavy misabek ba'far raglehem. So what does it mean, misabek? So the pasha pshat is you should sit in the dust. Ovok is dust. You should sit in the dust, heavy misabek ba'far raglehem. You should roll in the dust, whatever, with derech eretz. So Rab Chaim Balozhina has an additional pshat. It says, by Yovik Yishima Adalos HaShachar, the Malach who's fighting in with Yankov Avinu, beginning of Parshas Vayishlach. So by Yovik is Miloshen Teresel. So here, perhaps it means you have the right to argue with the Talmid Chacham, the Heavy Misavik, but Ba'afar Raglaim. If you want to disagree, it has to be Ofer Anitachas Kachbas Raglaim. You have to have the Archeretz, then you have to have a right to disagree. So that's how the Netziv was brought up in the yeshiva in Balozhin. So when he wants to disagree with the Chassam Sefer, he writes, Hagoyim HaTzadik HaChassam Sefer, and then he thinks that it's not correct. So the din is, you have to say Halach Hanukkah. That was the Takanos Chachamim. That's what it says in Gemara. Kavah Masam Yom Tav Mahala Vahidov. What does it mean, Bahay? Yeah. The Halal, yeah. So what's Taka the din about being Mapsik in the middle of Halal? That was the Gemara Sofik in Brochas on Daf Yudalit. Are you permitted to say it's a Kalvachomer from Kriyashma? Kriyashma is there, right? So you're allowed to be Mapsik Halal. On Chanukah is only the Rabbana Kalvachomer. You're allowed to be Mapsik, however, to the same extent as Kriyashma. Maybe you should say no, that Halal on Chanukah, because you want to accomplish Pisumi Nisa. So maybe it's Mochomer. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, the Babli comes to the conclusion, that on a day on which you say Halal Shalom, Chanukah, or Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, then it has the same din as Kriyashma. You're only allowed to be Mavsik, Bein Aprokim, Bein Tzaperik, Bein Akodim, Bein Yira, exactly the same. On Rosh Chodesh, other than Chanukah you say Halal Shalom, because it's Chanukah. On other Rosh Chodesh, when you only say Chatzi Halal, so that's because it's only a minik. And the same thing on the last days of Pesach, the Rambam assumes that the Chatzi Halal means, indicates that it's only a minik. So because it's only a minik, Yili could have stopped before. He could, let's say I said two chapters of Halal. So the whole thing is only a minig. If I want, I can call it quits where I am. The minig is that you say you finish the Halal, the diluk. If you say Halal, the diluk. So then the Gemara says, then you're allowed to be mapsik more easily. Because he could have called it quits before. So you already accomplished your reciting of Halal. You look in the Masecha Sofrim, whether it was composed by the Goinim. So they say a whole different story, completely against the Gemara. The Masecha Sofrim says that the first three chapters, the first three prokim of Halel, you're not allowed to be mafsik, and the last two prokim, you are allowed to be mafsik. Mazeh. Where in the world does that come from? There's a commentary printed on the bottom of the page that's called Nachlas Yaakov. Probably says who wrote it. I don't remember. One of the later Achraim from the 1700s, 1800s, I don't know. So he says this is completely against the Gemara Bracha. He says, does not any other place agree, Rishon Achron? It says like this. These are the Goyne Yeretz Yisrael, they wrote like this. We have the Talmud Babli. The Talmud Babli says not so. Talmud Babli says, on Chanukah say Halal Shalom, so it has the same thing as Kriyashma. And these were Goyne Yeretz Yisrael, they didn't have Talmud Babli. So a lot of times, the Magen Avraham says, a lot of times you don't follow Masecha Sofrim because they had different traditions, the traditions from Yerushalmi, Menhagi, Eretz Yisrael. We follow Menhagi Bovel. So here the Masecha Sofrim says the difference between the first three Prokim, when you're not allowed to be Mapsik at all, and then the last two Prokim. Then it says which are the first three Prokim, which are the last two Prokim. It also doesn't correspond to the way we have Tehillim divided up. It says, the Elohein Shlosha HaRishon, which are the first to be broken? Halo Abdi Hashem, Mitzesis HaMitzrayim, Ahavti Ki Yishma Hashem. That's not the way we have them divided up in Tillim. And which are the Shnayim Achareinim, which are the last to be broken? Halo As Hashem, Hodu Al Hashem. Also doesn't, that's not the way we... Halo As Hashem, Kol Goyim is only two lines. That's a Perek in Tillim. So that's counted as one of the last two prokim. Then Hodu Al Hashem Ki Toiv is a long thing to the end. We have that in our Sidurim, in our Tehillims, that's broken up into more than one paragraph. The whole passage in the Masechah Sofrim doesn't correspond to the way it says in the Bavli. Okay, there are a lot of things in the Masechah Sofrim don't correspond to the Bavli. They didn't have the Bavli. It was composed by the Goyne Eretz Yisrael. Then it says in this Brisim, as Megillas Tainus, that the Institute of Chanukah is a Yontif for 8 days. B'hoidor, what do you mean b'hoidor? That when we recite Shemana Esrei, we say Moedim Anachnu Loch, so we should add on in the middle of the Shemana Esrei that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only for, what do we say in the Shemana Esrei? Here's a Shemana Esrei. Moedim Anachnu Loch, we thank you. Al chayenu hamsurim biyadecha, v'al nishmasein abkud eslach, v'al nisech shebuchol yam imano, v'al niflesech v'tav v'sech shebuchol eser v'vayke v'tzorem. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us life, v'al nishmasein abkud eslach, for giving us back on the shamas, every morning when we wake up, Anisecha Shebechol Yom Yimanu, the Nisim HaNistarim, every day there, Nisim Nistar means Ashgocha Protis, Aniflesecha V'tevesecha Shebechol Yisrael V'leikav V'tzoharoyim. And then the Rambam adds on here, V'yala Nisim. The Mishnah Berurah says you should say with a Vav, V'yala Nisim. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for A, B, C, D, E, and then you thank also V'yala Nisim, Al Purkin. You don't say Al, because he kept on saying Al Chayenu, V'yala Nishmasein, V'yala Nisecha, V'yala Niflesecha, V'tevesecha. So you say V'yala Nisim, Al Purkin. See, the way we have in Moedim HaNach Nolok, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for A, B, C, D, let me say, we sum up in summation. Aktov kevachol rachamech v'amrachin kevasamach asadecha v'yolam kivin aloch. Then you go back v'yala nisim. It doesn't make sense. So the Rambam has in the Nusach HaTfilah on Chanukah and Purim, when you're going to add on v'yala nisim with avov, so you leave out haktov kevachol rachamech. You don't add up in summation. Then you add on also v'yala nisim. So it doesn't read straight. The way it's printed in our Siddur doesn't read straight. She really say v'yala nisim after tavasech shebuchal leisar v'avakev etzahroim v'yala nisim v'yala purkan. You should add on there. The Gemara has a suffix in Masech HaShabbos. When the Chachamim made the takana that's mentioned here in Megillas Tainis, v'halal v'hoido, that you add on v'yala nisim in the Shemona Esrei, did they also institute we should add on v'yala nisim in the Birchas HaMazon? When you say noida l'cho, when we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I think this has a Birchas HaMazon. Noi delecho, we thank you. Al shenchata labasein eretzchem de Torah Chava, giving us eretz, al shetzonom eretz Mitzrayim. ובדיסון ודאי סעוד ועודים, ועל בריסכו של חסמת בבשרנו, ועל תרוסכו של אימדתנו, ועל חלקכו של אידתנו, חיים חיים וחסד של חנותנו, ועל חילות מזון של התזון. We thank you for A, B, C, a lot of things here. Then you say, V'yala Nisim. We thank you also for V'yala Nisim. Again, you should say with a vav. So the Gemara has a suffix. Was this included in the initial takana of the Chachamim 200 years before the Churban HaBayis or not? So that's on Chav Dalet Amir Aleph, four lines from the top in Masech HaShabbos. It boy lohu, they had a sofeg, ma'al lehasku shal Chanukah v'birchas HaMazon. Well, shouldn't you mention Chanukah anyway? Because the Gemara has a drosh in Brochas Dafneh Ma'man Aleph Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, it's a pasuk in Tilim. So the Gemara raises a question on the pasuk, v'cheva yom v'baruch mosah b'layla im v'baruch mosah. You only praise HaKadosh Baruch in the daytime, you praise HaKadosh Baruch b'yom v'balayla. What does it mean, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom? Elo, the Gemara says, it doesn't mean that. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yom or b'layla. But what it means is, b'chol yom v'yom tein l'meim b'chosev shal yom. If there's something special about today, when we recite tefillah, when we recite Birchas HaMazon, and we thank, we should mention the fact that today is a special day. So that's why the din requires that you should mention Shabbos and Yontav v'chol HaMoed in the davening and the Shemona Esrei. You should mention Shabbos and Yontav v'chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh in the Birchas HaMazon as well. So even if, what's the Gemara Sofik? Whether Behalal v'Hoidor, did they make the Takana v'Hoidor only in Shemona Esrei, you should say V'Ala Nisim, in the middle of Moedim, or did they make the Takana in the Birchas HaMazon as well? What do you need the Takana of Hoidor for? Once they established Chanukah as a Yontif, so once it's a Yontif, it says Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, B'chol Yom Yom Te'in Ameim V'Choysim Shal Yom. The day is a special day. So you have to, the day is unique, something different to it. So shouldn't you mention the fact that today is Chanukah because of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom? So the Gemara words it, no. Iboy lehu, should I say the takana of Halal v'Hoidor, Hoidor is only in the tefillah. Because HaMazon, they never made a takana that you have to have a Sudas Chanukah. There's a Sudas Purim, and they never made a takana Sudas Chanukah. So it's possible to spend the whole 8 days of Chanukah without having any Sudah at all. You're not allowed to fast. That's why it's a Megillah Steiners. These are the Yom Tov when it's also the Hisanas. Not allowed to say Hesped, you're not allowed to attend a funeral where they're saying Hesped either. Not allowed to say Hesped, you're not allowed to listen to a Hesped. Bitzel Potavesha had a Chidush. He had a lot of Chidushim which were not accepted by his contemporaries. He was a big Baal Mechadish. He was a big genius, and he came up with Chidushim against the Shulchan Aruch a lot of times. So he had a big Chidush, this one is not against. He had a big Chidush that one, you're not allowed to deliver a hesped on Chanukah and Purim and on Yontif. That's only the rabbis, not strangers are not allowed to deliver a hesped, but the children are oinonim So the Oinanim are not permitted to fulfill any mitzvahs. They're not allowed to violate Averis. They're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara. They're not allowed to eat treifas. But not the Oinan, Mishemes Mutal Lefona, before the Kvura, is not allowed to fulfill any mitzvahs. So the whole prohibition of delivering a hesped is because it's a chi of simcha. You have to be somer on these Yomim Toim. So since the Oinan is not allowed to fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, so he's allowed to deliver a hesped. So all the Gdolim disagree. He can deliver a hesped, but no one's allowed to listen. The prohibition of the Lola Misped Bahon, the Lola Sanor Bahon, the Yomim Toivim and the Megillas Tainis, they all have one thing in common, the Lola Sanor Bahon. You're not allowed to fast on them. That's why it's called Megillas Tainis. The Chachamim listed off all the Yom Tov when you're not allowed to fast. And some of them, the Lola Misped also. Some of them, you're not allowed to deliver a Hesped either. So it didn't only mean you're not allowed to deliver a Hesped. To listen to the Hesped is also an Issa. What does it help? I remember once there was a Talmud Chacham who came from Eretz Yisrael. His family was not observant. I think a parent died. And he had no choice. It was Hanukkah. He had no choice. He had to deliver Hesped. They would think that he's crazy. So he delivered a Hesped. So we went to the Menachem Olah. He was sitting Shiva in a neighborhood. We didn't even know his relatives. They weren't religious, and no one even knew them. They hung up a sign that this Talmud Chacham is sitting Shiva in a neighborhood. So we went. So he was telling me he felt so bad that he had to deliver a Hesped. It was Hanukkah. The relatives would never understand. So I told him over this Chiddush from a Bitzel Panavish. He was very excited about that. There's no issa on him. He was a nine. There's no issa on him to deliver the husband. Issa on the listeners that they're not allowed to listen. We assume that not like Rabbi Tzli. We assume it is an issa to listen to the husband. So the Gemara now raises the question. Maybe I should say, since it's possible to spend the whole Hanukkah without having any suda at all, so maybe they never made a takana to recite the Vi'al HaNisim and the Benching. There's no Surah Chanukah. And maybe he only made a takana to recite Al HaNisim and the Shemoneh Esrei, because you got to daven three times a day on Chanukah. So since you're davening anyway, so they made a takana to mention Al HaNisim. Maybe B'Hoidor, they never made a takana B'Rechaz HaMazon, because there's no Chiyuv Suda on Chanukah. And let it be Chayiv in Al HaNisim and benching because of the Din of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. So the Gemara says, also a svara that not. Maybe I should say, Kevim with the Rabbanon who, since Chanukah is only a Yontif, and the Rabbanah means on the level of the Reis, it's nothing. It's not a special day. It doesn't exist as anything. So on the level of the Rabbanah, they can't change the Metzius, like the famous comment that the Nesivus writes in Choshe Mishpot, that all the Dinim, the Rabbanah, are only Yisuri Gavra. They can't be Yisuri Chavta. They can't change the Metzius. So they can't change the Metzius of the days either. The days of Chanukah are not unique days. They're nothing special. With the Rabbanon, there's a din on the Gabri, he should light Neres Chanukah, he should say Hallel, he should recite Al HaNisim. But Kevim with the Rabbanon, who it's not included in Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, Chol Yom V'Yom, whenever this is a special day, mentions something about the day. The day is not a special day. The whole thing is a make-believe with the Rabbanon. Or Dilma, maybe I should say no, Yishun Pisum Yiniso, Mat Kerida. Maybe that's part of the Takana of Bahalal V'Hoidor, that you have to have Hoidor, not only in the Shemoneh Esrei, maybe in the Bichas HaMazon as well. So the Gemara says it was a Machloikas HaMaroyim. Is there a Takana de Rabbanon? You have to mention Ve'al HaNisim in the Bichas HaMazon and have to eat a Suda. Then the Gemara has a further Shaila. What about on Rosh Chodesh? Should I say on Rosh Chodesh when there's no Chiyuv to have a Suda for Rosh Chodesh? You're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh, but there's no obligation to have a Suda for Rosh Chodesh. Or should I say, since Rosh Chodesh is their Isa, the day is a special day, so you have to say Yalla V'Yovei on Rosh Chodesh and the Bichas HaMazon based on Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Chol Yom Yom Teinu Meim Bechosim Shal Yom Im Tinslai Mechanik is only the Rabbana Loi Tzorech. You don't have to mention Allah Nisim in Benshin because it's not Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, but Rosh Chodesh is their Isa, it's a unique day, special day, Tzorech, you're obligated because Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Eidilma Kimin Deleyosa Basiyas Malacha. Yeah, Rosh Chodesh is a special day if you're in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a chiv to bring Musaf from outside of the Beis HaMikdash. There are no mitzvahs that are noig on Rosh Chodesh. It's muta basiyas malacha. It means it's irrelevant. Those who live outside the Beis HaMikdash, the whole institution of Rosh Chodesh is irrelevant. So that's the Gemara's tzad to say. It's not a unique day. In the Beis HaMikdash, if you're in the Beis HaMikdash and you're eating menachas, so then it's a unique day. So then you got to say, Yalla V'Yava in the benching in the Beis HaMikdash, because Kedushas Hayom Rosh Chodesh is relevant there, but Chutz LeBeis HaMikdash, Kedushas Hayom Rosh Chodesh is irrelevant. So the Gemara says, what's Takedit's story? What's the din with Al HaNisim and Chanukah? in benching, are you mechuyev or not? And with Yalav Yavah and Rosh Chodesh, are you mechuyev or not? So the Gemara says, Toshma, there is a Tosefta, the Tani Raboshia. Rabchiyev Raboshia were those who edited the Tosefta. That's how the Gemara says in the end of Chulin, that if you have a Brisa that wasn't edited by Rabchiyev Raboshia, was not incorporated into the Tosefta, you can't ask any Kasha Svamat, Loi Masvin Manai Tiyufta, because it may be that is Mishabeshta, but this is an official Brisa that does appear in Tosefta and Brochus Perigimel. So the Tosefta says, do you mention something in the Bichas Hamazon or not? So it depends, Yamim Sheesh Ben Kor Musaf, or Yamim Sheim Behem Kor Musaf. Yamim Sheesh Ben Kor Musaf means on the level of the Raisa, the day is a special day. Kigon Rosh Chodesh. So it says, in Bichas Hamazon you have to mention, because Yamim Sheesh Ben Musaf is a Yom Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. It's a special day, so you have to mention. Yamim Sheim Behem Kor Musaf, and the Braisa gives an example of a tiny Stibur as a day. The Braisa doesn't mention Chanukah Purim. But it says, Yom Shem Behem Karb Musaf, the day is not a unique day on the level of the Raisa, so then there's no Haskorah B'Birchas HaMazon. What do you mean when you bench on a tiny Sibur? I mean, a Chela. A Chela is eating. Chela is eating on a tiny Sibur. That's what it means. So the Rishonim say, no, it means Leil HaTainis. Not all a tiny Sibur, like Tisha B'Av, so you start Mavsikim Bo Yom, so you have to fast 24 hours. But the other tiny Sibur, Asar B'Tevish, and Asar B'Tam, you don't fast at night. So when you eat supper, when you daven Ma'ariv, let's say you daven Ma'ariv, then you go home and you eat, and you're going to eat supper that night. So when you daven Ma'ariv, and Leil Asar B'Tevish, Medina de Gemara, in the Braise, it says that you say Aneinu. Why? Because it's Aneinu V'yam Tom Tani Seinu. The Braise continues to say, sometimes a person is going to eat. He's not starving at all. He ate and he's going to eat and he says Aneinu, and sometimes he's starving and he doesn't say Aneinu. So Leil HaTainis, he just ate. Before he came to Shul, he just ate. And he plans to eat supper tonight. But when he davens Ma'ariv, Leil HaTainis, so Bizman HaGemara, Bizman HaTanoim, Bizman HaGemara, they would say Aneinu, because Aneinu B'yom Tzom Tani Tzeinu. You know, he's eating at night, because the day, the whole day, he was Mekabel HaTainis Mebod Yom, or if it's Asar B'Tevis, he doesn't have to be Mekabel. And the whole day is Asara B'Tevis, so you say Aneinu at night. We have the practice, the Goyim instituted the Chumah, that we don't say Aneinu at night or in Shachris. We only say Aneinu in the Shemana Esrei Mincha, because we're afraid that it may turn out that we're Doibashkar. We say Aneinu B'yom Tzom Tanin Seinu. Then if someone didn't feel well and he ate, or if he forgot and he ate, it's going to come out that he was Doibashkar. So we have the minig that we don't say Aneinu until we daven Mincha. The assumption being that you daven Mincha late in the afternoon. Now in the yeshivas it became the balabatim, and the yeshivas have a practice, they daven mincha early on a tiny seed. But Zman HaGemara, they used to daven very late, right before the shkia. That's how the Gemara says. The Gemara says that you really never duchen, you don't duchen by mincha, there's a machloika satanoim. You don't duchen on mincha on a normal day because of a chashash shikris. Maybe the kohen had a little wine, maybe he's a little tipsy, and a shasa revius is not allowed to duchen. So the Gemara has a machloekes hatanaim. What about mincha and a tiny sibur? So we paskin that it's a loy plug rabbanon. You don't duchen even mincha and a tiny sibur, even though no one's eating, everyone is fasting. So what shaykh hashash shikris? Gemara says, no, you don't duchen. Ne'ila, you do duchen. V'dina de Gemara, it says in Mishnah, when you duchen, when you daven ne'ila on Yom Kippur, you duchen. Our minig is that we, till the chazan gets to the end of chazaras hashatz on ne'ila, it's in the middle of the night already, it's way after the shkia. So that's why we don't duchen. The Rishayim assume that you only duchen by yom, you don't duchen by lano. They quote, except in Frankfurt, the minhag always was that they used to duchen even in the evening, even though it was the middle of the night. They held against those Rishayim. There is no such din. You don't duchen by Ma'ariv because there's no chazar shashatz. But if you have chazar shashatz of ne'ilah, it's the middle of the night, then you would duchen. That was their position. So the Gemara says, Ne'ilah you do duchen, because Ne'ilah is only recited on a tiny sibur. So you can't say it's a loit plug, but Mincha, even on a tiny sibur, you don't duchen because of the loit plug from a normal day. So the Gemara says, Ve'ho'idno, the Gemara asks, Bizman Ravina Ravashi, that now that we duchen by Mincha on a tiny sibur, how come it's against the psak? We're supposed to paskin that it's a loit plug, Rabban, not supposed to duchen even on Mincha on a tiny sibur. So the Gemara says, because on a tiny sibur, our practice is that we daven mincha so late, right before the shkia, so it's like ne'ilah. Apparently all year long, they used to daven mincha earlier. And the Tanya Tzibah, they used to daven mincha, Bizman Agmar, they used to daven mincha later. So since we daven, Ho'idna, that we duchen by mincha and the Tanya Tzibah, is because we daven unusually late. We daven mincha and the Tanya Tzibah. But Bizman Azeh, the practice in all yeshivas, many balabatim also, they daven mincha earlier on the Tanya Tzibah, earlier than normally. So that it's taka not right to duchen. In Eretz Yisrael, they have two practices on the Tanya Tzibah. So the Chazon Ish is quoted as having said that even if you daven mincha early on the Tanya Tzibah, you daven at 1:30, you should still duchen, because that's what it says in the Gemara. So Bnei Brak, they follow the Chazon Ish, he was the Mar Dasher, but the rest of Eretz Yisrael, they don't follow the Chazon Ish. It's very difficult. The Gemara says, we pass like the Tana, that on mincha on the Tanya Tzibah, you don't duchen, and v'ho'idna, if you daven mincha late in the afternoon, so then you duchen. But if you daven in mincha early, so you shouldn't duchen. So again, so the Gemara has this Tosefta from Brochus, and the Tosefta, the Tosefta continues to say that sometimes a person plans to eat, and he says, Anenu, Leil Hatainis, he just ate before mincha, and he's going to eat supper after Ma'ariv. And he says Hanena because it's B'yom Tzom Tanis Seinu. And after the Tanis is over, he's already fasted, let's say B'yom, he starts fasting in the morning, fasts the whole day. And he's starving, then when he davens Ma'ariv before he goes to eat supper, Amatzoi HaTanis, so he's starving and he's fasting, but it's not B'yom Tzom Tanis Seinu. He's only Mekabel Tanis that day. After Ma'ariv is already tomorrow, or let's say Asura B'tevis is over. So he's not Mechuyif to fast after. Even though when he davens Ma'ariv, he's starving, so it says he does not say Anena because it's not the Yom HaTainus. So that's what the Tosefta, the Brisa, continues to say. All the Rishonim quote this Tosefta, that sometimes a person is eating and he says Anena, and sometimes the person is starving and fasting, and he doesn't say Anena. Leil HaTainus, he says Anena when Ma'ariv, even though he plans to eat supper after he goes home, because the Tanus only begins in the morning. And Metzoy HaTanis, when he davens Ma'ariv, he does not say Anena, even though he's starving, because the Tanis is over. So the Tosefta says, this Tosefta says, that on the Tanis, there's no Haskara in the Birchas HaMazon, because it's a Yom She'ein Bo Korban Wisluf. It's not a Yom Yom, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, B'chol Yom Yom, when the day is special, Tei L'mein B'chosim Shol Yom. The Gemara says to mention Haskarah's Yichudu Shal Yom, to mention unique characteristic of the day, and the Birchas HaMazon is only required if the day is a day on which there's a Korban Musaf, a special day. So Rosh Chodesh, there is a Korban Musaf, so you do have to say Yalav Yov and Birchas HaMazon, even though there's no Chiyuv Suda on Rosh Chodesh. This is an Issa Tanis, but there's no Chiyuv Suda. And on a Tanis Sibo, when you're eating supper, it does mean a chayla is eating on a Tanis Sibo, a Tanis Yochid. It means when everyone is eating supper, they don't say Anenu in the Birchas HaMazon, and you don't have to say, sounds like Chanukah and Purim also. Yom She'em Bo Korban Wisluf, you're not obligated to say Alanisim in the Birchas HaMazon. That's how the Rishonim point out. It's interesting, the Gemara, the suffix starts on the top of Chav Dalin and Manalik, where they say Alanisim, Birchas HaMazon on Chanukah. The Gemara never discusses Purim. So Purim, the Mogen Avraham in Hilchas Purim says, of course you got to say Ala Nisim on Purim. There's a Takana Suda. Lasa Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. You have to have a Suda Purim. And the Mogen Avraham even quotes a Machloikes Achreinim. If a person forgot Ala Nisim on Purim, whether he has to repeat the Birchas HaMazon or not, because maybe he's not Yotze the Suda Purim, just like Shabbos and Yontif. Rosh Chodesh is no Chiyuv Suda, so if you forgot Yalav Yavai, you don't have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. Because the Birchas HaMazon, you were Yotze anyway. You weren't Yotze the Chayva Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Chol Yom Yom. But on Shabbos and Yontu, there's a Chiyuv Suda. So you're not Yotze the Suda if you don't mention the Ritzeh, you don't mention Yalav Yom. So on Purim, the Mogen Avraham quotes a Machloikes Achrayim. So here the Rishonim say, after the Gemara quotes this Tosefta, the Gemara meant to say that both on Chanukah and Purim, just like on a Tanit Tziba, Yom She'im or Korban Wisluf, there's no chiyuv at all. Even on Purim, there's no chiyuv to mention Ala Nisim. It's only a minig. So it's a minig. It's a minig. Means that it's not a hefsek. One might have argued the point. If there's no takonas chachamim to mention Ala Nisim, so you can argue the point, you're not allowed to say Ala Nisim. It should be a hefsek. The Gemara says no. In Bola Haske Maske, it's not a hefsek. It's a rishus. If you want to, you may. And our minig is that we do recite Ala Nisim. And Chanukah also. Not only on Purim, on Chanukah also.
What makes Yalav Yavo in Birchas HaMazon and Rosh Chodesh more of a chiyuv than Nisan benching for Hanukkah, jumping back to Yom Kippur.
So the Gemara explained that Rosh Chodesh is deraisa, Yom She'esh Bo Korban Musaf. So Yom She'esh Bo Korban Musaf, the day is a special day, so that's covered with the din. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, B'chol Yom Yom, Tein L'meim B'chosu V'shalim. You have to mention it in the Shemona Esrei and in the Birchas Hamazon. But Chanukah and Purim and a Tan Tzibur, Yom She'esh Bo Korban Musaf, means on the level of deraisa, it doesn't exist. So even with the Rabbanon, the day doesn't have special properties. It's not a Yom, Yom Yom. The Gaber has a chiv to do certain things today, but today is not a special day. So that's not included in the din of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom B'chol Yom Yom Tein Amei M'chos V'shal Yom. It's just the Takonas Chachamim of Asom Yomim Toi Mahalo V'haidah. So that Takonah V'haidah was only in the Shemana Esra. They never made the Takonah for the Bichus
HaMozim. How does Halacha reflect that if you don't go back to Friday?
How does Halacha reflect that if what?
Of course, it's a chiv, but it's not a chiv for Chanukah if you don't go back to Friday.
Lachatchila, on Rosh Chodesh, you're mechuyev to say. On Chanukah and Purim, it's only a minig. You're not mechuyev to say. A minig developed later. The Gemara said, if you want to, you may say. By now, it's already over 1,000 years, and now it became a minig. Magen Avraham has the interesting shayla. On Shabbos, Chanukah, a person eats his meal, and then he recites Birchas Hamazon, and he said the whole Alah Nisim in Noi Dalecha, and he got so exhausted from saying this long Alah Nisim, then when he gets to Rachim Noh, he forgot to say Ritzei. So he has to repeat the Birchon HaMozan a second time. So the Magen Avraham says when he repeats the second time, he already said Alah Nisim the first time. Does he have to mention Alah Nisim the second time? Again, he already said it the first time. So the Magen Avraham says you don't have to. You're not mechuyev to say Alah Nisim the second time. Mishnah Brura quotes the Achrayim who say not like the Magen Avraham. They argue with the Magen Avraham. What is it based on? So the Magen Avraham throws out a line. He says that's unusual. The minig is to say Alah Nisim once after a meal. To say it twice, a second time, there never was such a minig. So what is that based on? So the Nitzim in his commentary on the Shiltas has two comments. So number one, he claims that he thinks that according to the Shiltas, if one forgot to say Alah Nisim in Birchas HaMazon on Shabbos Chanukah, you have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. Because you're mechuyev to have a Suda mitam Shabbos. You're not mechuyev to have a Suda mitam Chanukah, but you're mechuyev to have a Suda mitam Shabbos on Shabbos Chanukah. So he thinks that not only would one have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon if he forgot Ritzei, that says in the Gemara, because you're not yet to the Suda Shabbos, since you're obligated to eat a Suda because of Shabbos, and if you forgot to say Alah Nisim, you got to bench over again. But we don't. That's what he thinks that the Shiltas says. That's his reading of the Shiltas. Right or wrong, we don't accept that opinion. The Shulchan Aruch says not so. It says that on Shabbos Chanukah, if you said Ritzei, if you got the Alah Nisim, you don't have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. So that's one point that he has. He claims that the Shiltas doesn't agree with the Psak HaMekubal and the Shulchan Aruch. And then he has another point. And he says this Magen Avraham, who says that it's a the minig only was to say Alah Nisim in Birchas HaMazon once after a meal. If you said the first time you said Alah Nisim, you forgot Ritzei, then you have to repeat the benching a second time to make sure you say Ritzei. So he said you're not mechuyev to say Alah Nisim. There never was a minig. So he said this is based on a Rambam. This Magen Avraham is based on a Rambam in Hilchas Treifas, middle of Hilchas Shechita, where the Rambam lists off which are treifas the Raisa, which are treifas the Rabbanu, which are only minhagim. So the Rambam says about a certain disease of an animal that is mutam min ha-tor, it's not a treifa min ha-tor, it's not a treifa in the Rabbanu. And even if there's a minig not to eat it, the minig is not binding because the minig is only binding on a dover hamotzui. If it's a common thing that comes up every so often, then a minig is binding. A minig is not binding on a dover shein hamotzui. So that's where the Magen Avraham got this idea from. The Magen Avraham was written very briefly. The Magen Avraham is always very brief. A lot of times you can't understand the Magen Avraham. You have to look in the Machzis HaShekel on the bottom of the page or the Prima Gaudim to explain it. Rav Soloveitchik thought, I don't know if this is historically true, when he learned the Orechaim with the Magen Avraham, he thought the Magen Avraham must have given a shir every morning after Shachris and Shul, and he made all of his comments. Then he jotted down his comments, and it was never written for publication. He says, you don't write a sefer like that. He writes a half a sentence and he thinks everybody understands what he's saying. He says, look over there, look over there. He doesn't tell you what he's driving at. So he thinks that these were just his private notes that he jotted down. So he actually thought the same about the Ramban al-Torah. He didn't think the Ramban was written for publication. That we know is not true. Ramban sent his commentary to his students when he went to Eretz Yisrael. So he said, Tosafos, it was written for his readership. It wasn't just notes that were haskala of a sefer that he never got to touch up. But the Magen Avraham is more cryptic than the Ramban al Atar. So he thought the Magen Avraham is never written for publication. Anyway, that's what the Rambam writes in Hilchas Treifas, in the middle of Hilchas Shechita. He says if it's a rare disease, and sometimes it's not a treifman, a Torah is not a treifman, the Rambam hardly ever comes up. So he says, even if there's a minig to aser, that minig would not be binding, because a minig is not binding on a davar she'ein matzah, if it's a rare thing. Why should that be so? So Rav Soloveitchik gave an explanation in the name of his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. He thought that the Rambam holds that the minhagim are binding. It's very unclear what's the story with minhagim. So the Ran in the Dorim Daf Pei Amud Beis quotes in the name of the Bali Atesis, minhagim are binding mitam neder. That's the way we're so used to it. That's all simin in Yerodeh, simin Reish Yudalet, the beginning of the third chelik Yerodeh. Minhagim are binding mitam neder. So that's all that Ran and Daf Pei Amud Beis. That's Bal Yachem the Rabbanim. That's how the Ran reads the Gemara. There's Bal Yachem and Rabban. The Rambam in the Tshuva does not read the Gemara like that at all. The Rambam in the Tshuva is a Rambam. It's not in the old volume of the old Tshuva is a Rambam. It's in a more recent one that came out around 60 years ago. Blau's edition, where he has the Arabic on one side and the Hebrew translation on the other side. So he has in the Tshuva is a Rambam, he says, what does the Gemara say that a neder is like a minig is like a neder? So the Rambam does not learn like the Ran b'shem Bali Atayis that a minig is binding b'tam neder mid'rabbanu des Bali Yachum mid'rabbanu. Rambam writes like this, that really the Rabban Shalom gave 613 mitzvahs, and if a person is going to add on to the 613 mitzvahs, it'll be in violation of Bal Tayis. You're not allowed to add on, so there should really be a problem accepting a neder. There's a 614th mitzvah here. The guy took a neder not to attend his niece's wedding because he doesn't get along with his mother-in-law. He doesn't get along with his sister-in-law or something. He doesn't like them. So there should be a violation of Bal Tesef. So the Gemara says, it's not right. Lo dayecha. Kol anoide kila bona boma. A person who takes a neder is considered as if he built a boma b'shasis of bomas. He should really always be mata the neder b'chol ha-mekaymo. If you took a neder and you don't ask for a taras and darm, kila hikri v'olav, as if you brought a carbon on the bomber, b'shasis a bomber, is not right. And the Yerushalmi has the expression, the Mesillas Yerushalmi quotes, "Lo dayecha masha asru alecha Torah." The Torah gave you 365 mitzvahs. Leisasei maspik. What do you have to add on more in the Dorim? But still, the Rambam says, even though the Chachamim are very opposed to the Dorim, at bottom line, the Torah has an institution of the Dorim, so you can't really say that it's prohibited to take a neder. So the Rambam writes in his Tshuvas that just like the Dorim look a little bit like a violation of Bal Tosef, but it isn't. You're allowed to take an eder. We frown upon it. So to minhagim, you're allowed to observe minhagim. He never says you're obligated to observe. He says you're permitted to observe minhagim. And strictly speaking, there isn't a violation of Bal Tosef, but he doesn't say you're obligated to. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said in the name of his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that he thought the Rambam would only hold minhagim hatzibur. Minhag hatzibur is binding on all the people in that community because it's parish midarke hatzibur. What's Parish Mendarka Tziba? It's a new din. So that's, you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, the Rambam lists off all the different people who are going to go to Gehenna and they're going to suffer and they can't do Tshuva. So one of them is a Parish Mendarka Tziba. So the Ravid asks, what did he do? Is he worshipping Avodah Zarah? So the Rambam already said, what the kibbutzim we give to the guy who's worshipping Avodah Zarah? Does he eat treifas? Is he Mechal Shabbos? What did he do? So from the Rambam would appear, none of the above. He's observing everything. He's keeping all the mitzvahs, but he's parish medarke atzibur. Macht Shabbos vazich. He doesn't go along with the community. He observes all the mitzvahs by himself, and that's not right. A person, the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael as a nation. It wasn't given to Yechidim. The Torah was given to Klal Yisrael as a nation, not as a yochid. So that itself constitutes an aver. One is parish medarke atzibur, even though he didn't violate any aver. He didn't violate Avodah Zarah. That's what the Ravid asks. What does he mean, parish medarke atzibur? But the Rambam holds no, that's a separate prohibition. Many say that that's the pshat in the Haggadah, when it says, the Bein HaRosh says, Ma Havodah Azaz Lachem, Lachem V'lo Lo, L'fi She'os Yatzatz B'Menaklal, Kofar B'Ika. So the Pashim pshat, you say, He doesn't want to eat Korban Pesach. He doesn't want to eat matzah. He doesn't want to do the mitzvahs. So others say, he said, he's Purish min atzibur. He's going to eat the matzah also, but he's not going to do it together with the tzibur. So that itself is the equivalent of kafa biker. Whoever is matzi as atzma min aklal is a kafa biker. Shouldn't be a Purish min darki atzibur. So that's where Moshe Soloveitchik thought maybe that's the beer in the Rambam, that only minhogi hatzibur are binding. If it's a davar hamotzei, so it's going to be noticeable, it'll be conspicuous that he's Purish min atzibur. But if it's a minig atzibur, b'davar she'ena motzei, it's not so common. When Tisha B'Av falls out on a Wednesday, so then you have a minig, whatever. What do you mean? So once every 25 years or something? So minig is not binding on a davar she'ena motzei. Because it won't be noticeable that it's Purish min darkei atzibur. So that's what the Netziv interprets, that's what the Magen Avraham is based on. If that's what the Magen Avraham is based on, then we understand why the Mishnah Berurah rejects it. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Achronim and say, you don't follow the Magen Avraham. Even if you have to recite Birchas HaMazon a second time on Shabbos Chanukah, he said Birchas HaMazon the first time, Ritzei. He has to recite Birchas HaMazon a second time in order to say Ritzei. So still he has to say Alanisim. Why? Aye, but it's a minig is not binding with Ovishena Motz. The answer is, we don't really follow that Rambam. We hold that even a minig ayochid is also binding. Minig is not only minig atzibur is binding because it'll be Purish medarki atzibur. The minig ayochid is also binding. Minig is mitam neder. So even b'davishen ematzi is also binding. Taisus in the beginning of Megillah on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph says that when you say alanisim, you shouldn't end off Kishem. That's not right. So what are they talking about? What's Kishem? So if you read the Taisus, it's obvious what they're talking about. In the Masechah Sofrim, over here, in this Perikav, so they give you a brief version of the text of Alanisim. And they have, just like you did Nisim for our forefathers, Kena Seyimon Hashem Alkeinu, Nisim in the floors. You know that the Shimcha Lanetzach. You should conclude the Ala Nisim always by saying, just like you did Nisim in the floors for our forefathers, so too you should do for us. So Taisus is not happy about that. Taisus said, you shouldn't say Kishem. Why not? Because the Gemara says that the layout of the Shemoneh Esrei is that it's divided into three parts. The first part is Shevach. Then you conclude with Hoidoya. And the middle part has the Bakoshes. Middle part, that's called the Tefillah. This part means the Bakoshes, the essence. That's the Rosh Lovitchik. The essence of the Shemoneh Esrei is not so much the Shevach, not so much the Hoidoya. The essence of the Shemoneh Esrei is really the real middle part, the Bakoshes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take care of all of our needs. So the first part is Shevach and the last part is Hoidoya. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to add on personal Bakoshes. Not to the first three brachas, Gimel Rishonis and Gimel Achronis. It's supposed to only be Shevach and part is supposed to be Hoidoya. So it's not right to say Kishem because you say Alanisim in the Shemoneh Esrei, middle of Moedim Anachnoloch. That's the Gimel Achronis. So you're not supposed to have any Bakoshes. Then Tosis says, but we have a problem that we say Zochenu L'chaim Melechovitz B'chaim. That's a Bakosha. Chzev L'chaim Tom Kol B'nei B'Yisech. Chzev L'chaim Baruch B'Shom. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the three Hoysofas that you have in Aseres and Meitshuva are all Bakoshas. Michamoch Avarachman, that's only a statement. That's a Shevach. But the other three that are added on to the Shema Esrei are really Bakoshas. So Tosis says, how are you allowed to add on Bakoshas? Tosis says, it's not personal Bakoshas. For Yochid, it's Bakoshas, well, of Klal Yisrael. So apparently that's okay. That is okay.
Well, let's say, and Simshon also includes
Bakoshas. Also, right, that's what Tosis says. It has Bakoshas with the Tzibur, right. So Tosis says it's okay. So once they faremfer, that's a Tosis in a different Masechta. Once Tosis in Brochen. So once Tosis faremfer is reciting Zecheinu L'chaim, because Ritzei is a Bakoshas, and Sim Shalom is a Bakosh, Bakosh is for the Tzibur. So the Mele, the Kishem is not so bad. Kishem is not so bad. So what was Taisus tining in the beginning of Megillah and Dalet Amud Aleph? What was Taisus so upset about Kishem? Okay, so a taina on the Taisus. Baruch Epstein, the author of the Torah Tumim, wrote an autobiography. So it's very entertaining. People have, you have to have a lot of time to read it. It's very, very long-winded, extremely long-winded. So he has one chapter where he, I think he calls it Kochavim no Tzitzim, about obvious mistakes that appeared in different svarim. So it's, the whole autobiography is very entertaining. So he says there was someone who translated the Gemara Megillah into German, and he translated some of the Tosfos also into German. So he didn't know what Kishem was. He didn't understand what Tosfos was talking about. They thought that someone had a text of Allah Nisim that had Shem Hashem in it. Yud Kei Vav Kei had Shem Hashem in it. So the fellow writes in his German translation that you're not allowed to mention Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei in the middle of Allah Nisim. It doesn't fit into the Tosfos. Tosfos says because you're not allowed to have Bakoshes in the Gimel Rishonim and Gimel Achronim. It has nothing to do with Shem Hashem. It goes on Kishem. Kishem Shasis Allah Vaseinu Nisim Ruvos Kach Tasa Yimanu. It's about kosher. So Tosfos doesn't like that nusach, even though that's what it says in the Masechet Sof. That's the text in the Masechet Sof. Then, of course, the Chachamim introduced the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaNeris. When you read the Rambam, Hilchas Chanukah, the Rambam writes, Lo Shana Cheres Kevo Masom, the Rambam quotes this passage from Megillas Tainis. The year after the Nitzach and HaMulcham, Lo Shana Cheres Kevo Masom, Yam Tovim, and then he says, the Chachamim in that generation introduced Hadlokas HaNeris. The Rambam writes Beferish like that. Now, Soloveitchik was always fond of saying over an idea that comes from some of the Gedolim in the 1900s. Maybe the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaNeris was only instituted after the Churban HaBayis. Maybe Bizman HaBayis they never had, and maybe it was a Zecher LaMikdash. There's a colorful Lubavitcher in Borough Park who has a museum of things from the days of the Second Beis HaMikdash. Old things, I forgot his name. You have tours for children. Very fascinating. The guy set himself up as the Liozner Rebbe. He cracked himself up to be Liozner Rebbe, and he used to send out the Divrei Torah in the mail. He's a very colorful person. And his museum is very fascinating. So he has menorahs that are dated from the Tkufas Ba'isheni, like 200 years. He claims that his menorahs, that they did light the Neris Chanukah during Ba'isheni period. He has coins from the days of the Tanoim, coins from the days of the Ba'isheni, he has things from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, has all very fascinating things. That's interesting. That supports the Rambam. The Rambam says like that, that Chachamish Bo'os Ador made the Takana of Hadlokas Neiris Chanukah. Not like the suggestion that it was introduced after the Churban HaBayis.
Was there any rabbi from Pekhe Beit Shammai Hill arguing about the number of candles and said there was that Beit Shammai Hill may be the Machlokas was from times of the Beit Mikdash?
Hillel and Shammai themselves, Hillel was the chief rabbi, Shammai was the assistant chief rabbi. That's how the Gemara says all those zugas who are mentioned in Pirkei Avos. Each one, the first one was the Nasi, chief rabbi, second one was the Abbez, the assistant chief rabbi. So the Gemara says in the first Perek on Shabbos, they themselves lived 100 years before the Churban HaBayis. So there was a Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel before the Churban HaBayis also, but it continued even years after they passed away. There was Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel even after the Churban HaBayis. So you can't really tell from that Gemara. Could be that it was the Machlekes Bizman HaBayis. Could be it was after the Churban HaBayis. You can't really tell. But this fellow from the museum, he claims that he has menorahs when there's Bizman HaBayis. He has people who dated all these things. They have ways to figure out how old the things are. The Gemara says that when you light an Eres Chanukah, in the first night you have to say three brachas. Yeah. And then the Gemara says there's a special takanah of the Rabban HaRoya Ner Chanukah. One who sees Ner Chanukah lit in someone else's home. So the first night you say the two brachas. You can't say the brach lahadik Ner Shal Chanukah, you're not lighting. You say Shal Sinisim and Sheikh Yon. So here there's a question. When you light the Ner Chanukah the first night, do you treat all the three brachas like a Birchas HaMitzvah? Kol HaMitzvah is Kul Mavarach Aleim Oivalasi Yasam. Birchas HaMitzvah is supposed to be recited immediately prior to performing the mitzvah. The Gemara didn't say in Pesachim Dab Zayin. The Gemara didn't say Kol HaMitzvos Kol Marach Aleim Koidim. Asi Yasu. The Gemara says Oiver. So the Rishonim say Oiver has the connotation of immediately before. If you would have said Koidim Lasi Yasam, so on your way to Shul, you can say the bracha on the Tefillin, even though it's going to take another 5 minutes till you get to shul. So you're not supposed to do that. Gemara says, tefillah me'emes ha'mevarach aleim. Gemara says, when the tefillin are on your arm and you're about to do the hiduk, then you say the bracha means immediately before. Oiva lasiyasam, and not even oiva the oiva. Certainly not koidim lasiyasam. So the shaila is, that klal was formulated, mevarach aleim, oiva lasiyasam, regarding birchas ha'mitzvah. Let's say, Avi HaBen is making a pidyon HaBen. So the Gemara says in the last line of Maseches Pesachim, Avi HaBen Bevaruch Shtayim. He says, a bracha al pidyon HaBen, and then he says, Shachyonu. So when does he say the Shachyonu? Before he does the pidyon HaBen, or after he gave the money to the Koyim. So in the old editions of the Shulchan Aruch, it was printed, you say the bracha al pidyon HaBen before, and then you give the money to the Koyim, and then you say Shachyonu after. And then they corrected it, that doesn't make any sense. The Shachyonu should be treated like a Birchas HaMitzvah also. You should say the Shachyonu also, the Bal Tekeya, on the first day Rosh Hashanah, or many have the second day also, before he blows the Shofar, he says, the Shmar Kol Shofar, and then he says Shachyonu. Shachyonu is also treated like a Birchas HaMitzvah, that should be recited, like a Mikra Megillah. You say all three brachas, the Shmar Mikra Megillah, And then you say, what do you say, bracha? Al mikra megillah. Al mikra megillah. Shem shalmasana, al mikra megillah, shasan nisim shachyana. So you say all the three brachas before. Nobody says the bracha is shasan nisim shachyana after you finish the megillah. Nobody does that. Everybody says all the three brachas before. So the Ramah quotes the Maharil. The Ramon Hilchas Chanukah quotes the Maharil. That on Chanukah also, you say three brachas like al mikra megillah. All three should be recited. Oivel asiyasim. You treat all three as a birchas hamitzvah, really only the first one is a birchas hamitzvah. Shekodeshanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu la'alik national chanukah. That's a birchas hamitzvah. Shasanisim and shachyana are not birchas hamitzvah, but we treat it in this sense. We treat it like birchas hamitzvah should be recited over lasiyos. So again, the Netziv in his commentary on the Shultas points out, if you look in that Maseches Sofrim over there, Perek Kaf, that's not the way it says over there. It says there in the Maseches Sofrim, they say the bracha lahadlik ner shel chanukah. Then you light the candle. Then you say haneres halalo. All the madlikim, you sing haneres halalo. That's Rav Soloveitchik had the impression by reading the Maseches Sofrim that if you don't recite haneres halalo, as far that you're not yotze hadlokas neres chanukah, that it's likuva. Why? Because whenever you have a mitzvah that's for the purpose of pirsumi nisan, you have to say what the story is. Let's say on Purim, so you say a bracha. Because the mitzvah is Pesumi Nisa, so you read the whole Megillah. And on Pesach night, you say, Bracha Shagyalot, Vigolas Havasenim in Mitzrayim. Also, that's a parallel to Shos Anisim Labasenu. That's how the Rishonim say. It's similar to a Bracha of Shos Anisim. And you read the whole Haggadah. You tell over the whole story of Sipi Tzis Mitzrayim. So on Chanukah also, the Gemara says the purpose of the Hadlokah Sanerus is Pesumi Nisa. So just to light the candles and that's all. Yeah, you should tell over the story. So the Maseches Sofrim says you should say the bracha of the Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, light the candles, and then say Aneres Halal, on the Madlikim, on the Nisim, on the floors, and so on. You have to say something. If you don't say, so maybe you're not Yotze, maybe there's no Pisum in Nisim. And then the Maseches Sofrim says after you finish singing Aneres Halal, then you say Shasa Nisim Meshachyano. Mazet. So the Netziv says simple. The bracha lahadlik ner shel chanukah, if you're lighting, is a birchas hamitzvah on the ma'aseh hadlokah. Shasan nisim shachyanu, there's a takon of birchas harayah. If someone else is not lighting, someone is on a boat, Rashi says, or someone is homeless, he sleeps in the park, he doesn't have a home to be madlik. The pashto says, in Shulchan Aruch, it says, you only yotzi if you do hadlokah betoch beisa. If you're madlik and the beisa knesses, no one is yotzi. Even the chazan who does the hadlokah is not yotzi, because that's not hadlokah betoch. It's only a minute to be madlik the beis haknesses. So the chachamim made a takana that haroya ner chanukah, one who sees a ner chanukah, even though he's not madlik, should say the brachas of shos and nisim and shachyan on the first night. So even the one who's madlik, the Maseches Sofrim seems to be assuming that his reciting of the second and the third brachas b'toras haroya ner chanukah, he sees the ner chanukah that he just lit, and should dafke be la'achar asiyos. Shouldn't be over lasiyos.
Does the chazan lady in shul
in
the ice cream
itself
become the brachas again? Because if he's a
roa
in shul, he's also a
roa during
his
mitzvahs. Right. So the Ramah doesn't paskin like this Maseches Sofrim. Ramah paskin like the Maharil. That Chanukah is the same as Purim, the same as Tkiyah Shofar, the same as Pinyin Aben. They say the Shachyanu also Eibel Asiyasim. They say Shas Nisim Eibel Asiyasim. Say all three Eibel Asiyasim. The Shaila is but what about B'diyevet? If the Chazan lit in Shul, so he already said Shas Nisim Shachyanu in the first night. So maybe he was Yotzei Birchas Harayis. If when he goes home, if he has his wife and his daughters who were not in Shul. If they weren't in shul, so they weren't yotzei, so you can say the bracha for them. Let's say all the members of the family were in shul, and everybody already heard the chazan say the bracha in shul. So maybe everybody was yotzei with the birchas haroya. So that's a shalom. Let's say the chazan who lit, or maybe even the children who of the chazan. So the Shari Tshuva next to the Behetiv quotes Acharonim and say, when he goes home, he shouldn't say Shachyanu again, unless Ishto Banov haven't yet been Yotze Shachyanu. Rav Soleishi got it on, he shouldn't say Shas and Nisim either. Because not only is Shachyanu questionable, Shas and Nisim is also questionable. Maybe it's really a Bichos HaRoya. So he already said the Bichos HaRoya. Misafik Brocha, that was a Shad. Mitam Safik Brocha, maybe he shouldn't say it again.
Pardon me? Again
Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah is only quoting the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva only says that about Shachyanu.
It's hard though. How can you say you repeat Shas Nisim and doesn't repeat Shachyanu?
Yeah, I think he's angling for a different reason. Not because maybe Shas Nisim and Shachyanu are Birchas Haraya, because the Chazan in Shul says it Oibel Asiyasim. He didn't say it after. He didn't say B'toras Birchas Haroya. He's angling a different side that the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Meiri that maybe the reciting of Shachyanu on Chanukah and Purim is because Chanukah and Purim is a Yontif, like Pesach Shavua Sukkos, like Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you say Shachyanu. On Yom Kippur, you say Shachyanu, even Shaloi Lakais, the Gemara says, even though you're not making Kiddush, you can say Shachyanu, Shaloi Lakais. So the Meiri holds that if you don't have any Eres Chanukah, you don't have any Megillah, you should still say Shechianu on the Yontif itself. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, he's not so sure how to deal with this. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes a Dover Poshut, yeah, we don't hold like that Meiri. We don't hold like that. We haven't accepted that Meiri. The Pashtus is, you can't say Shechianu on the Yontif, like we said in the Gemara on Daf Chav Dalem and Alf. The Yontif doesn't exist on the level of the Raisis. The Rabbanon, so there is no Baruch Hashem Yom, Chol Yom, Teilem, Eim, B'chayisim, Shal Yom. The day is not a unique day, it's not a special day. It's a din on the Gavra to do certain things when it comes this day. But the day Al Pidin is not a different day. So to say Shachyonu on the Yom itself, there is no Kedushas Hayom. Yom Sheesh B'Karban Musaf, that's a unique day. On the level of the Raisa, that's a unique day. Chanukah and Purim doesn't exist on the level of there. So what is he saying Shachyonu on the Hagos Hayom? The Yom doesn't count at all. So that's. In the Shulchan Aruch it says if you lit the first night you forgot to say Shachyanu, so you should say Eima Sheyiskar. You say whenever you remember. The Shulchan Aruch Mechaber writes like that. He doesn't say the second, third, or the fourth night when you remember and you lit Madrigas on there. It sounds like whenever you remember. It sounds like in the middle of the day. It sounds from the Mechaber a little bit like this Meiri. But Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in his Chuvos that the Pashta says we don't hold like this Meiri. That you say Shachyanu on the Yontif itself. It's a shvere word. Rav Soloveitchik said that his family had they were descendants from the Netziv. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik married the granddaughter of the Netziv. That's why the last few years of the Valojan Yeshiva, Valojan Yeshiva lasted for 90 years, from 1801 to 1891. Then it was closed by the Russian government because they insisted on introducing so much secular studies and locking the base medrash at night so the students shouldn't be so exhausted from learning. So the Russian yeshiva said it's not kedai, so they closed the whole yeshiva. So when Rab and the Netziv was the Rosh Yeshiva the last 39 years, so it's a long time. He was the Rosh Yeshiva the last 39. So when they appointed Rab Chaim Soloveitchik as a co-Rosh Yeshiva in Valojin, so they had tarumas that was nepotism. He felt that he wasn't Roy Lakach, that he was only appointed because he married the Netziv's granddaughter. So they had members of the board came. Members of the board were Mesmachim from Valojin, alumni, who were prominent rabbis in Europe. So they came. Rav Soloveitchik mentioned the names. I don't remember the names that he mentioned. So he said they had a whole deal, and they said, let the guy get up and say a shir, and we'll determine whether he's right to say a shir. So he said, Rav Chaim got up, the yeshiva was learning Yevamos. Rav Chaim got up and he said a shir, and in the middle of the shir, he realized that it wasn't Ois Gehalten, that there was a Pirush HaMishnayis and the Rama. He was coming to Farem for a Shvera Rambam, so there was a Pirush HaMishnayis in Sanhedrin that contradicted what he was about to say. So he apologized and he sat down. He said, what he's saying is wrong. So the board of directors, the alumni, who were big Talmid Chachamim, thought that this guy is right to say shir. If this is, they didn't know the Pirush HaMishnayis, that he could have pulled the wool over their eyes. If this man is so honest, so intellectually honest, that he sits down in the middle of the shir, he's supposed to make or break his ability to function as a Rosh Yeshiva, and he's so honest that he sits down, so he's right to be a Magid shir in the yeshiva. So Rav Chaim's wife was the granddaughter of the Netziv, so the Soloveitchiks after Rav Chaim were descendants from the Netziv. They hold a little bit from the Netziv, not too much. It's, a lot of times he has a blend. It's not. Sometimes he has their style of learning. You know, most of the time he doesn't have their style of learning. So they had a practice to make a shtikel pshara. So on the first night of Chanukah, there's no way to make a pshara. So you got to follow the Ramo. The Ramo says that we follow the Maharil. He say all the three brachas I will say. And the second night on, Sir Rav Soloveitchik said in his family they had such a compromise. They would say the bracha l'hadlik ner shel Chanukah, light the first candle, and then they would say Shos Nisim before they would light the second candle. So it would be Birchus HaRoya on the first candle, and it was Oyval HaSiyosim on the second candle. Okay. That was his practice. The Masechah Sofrim has a line that you cannot light too early in the day, because they mevorach malaner at she osu laoro. Mitei shomer chachamim, they mevorach malaner at she osu laoro. So it doesn't make any sense. Like everything in Masech Zav over here, doesn't make any sense. There is no such thing. They mevorach malaner at she osu laoro is a brayse in brachas with respect to Havdalah. When you say bar mir heish, you have to first be nene for the ora ner. You have to be so close to the light, and the light has to be such a bright light. You should be able to read something. You should be able to read the writing on a coin or the writing on the cup. Okay, you have to be able to see something. But on Ner Chanukah, there's also the Shtamish Lor on there. So what does the Masechah Sofrim write such a funny Loshen? You can't light too early in the day because you can't be Nana Lor on there. You're not allowed to be Nana Lor on there at all. So the line is at Pelot. So Rav Soloveitchik thought he knows Pshat in that line. The Masechah Sofrim just meant to say, when you light Ner is Chanukah, you have to be madlik a Ner. A Ner means that it gives illumination. It gives light. So if you're going to light too early in the day, so the sun is shining. So the Gemara has an expression, doesn't appear here in the context of Hadlokas Ner is Shabbos, Hadlokas Ner is Chanukah. It's a different Gemara. The Gemara has an expression, Shraga b'tihara mayahani. Tihara means high noon. If it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon, the sun is shining on top of everybody. So if you light a candle in the middle of the day, so it adds no illumination. Shraga b'tihara mayahani doesn't help. So that's what the Masechah Sofrim, that's what the Goyin Yeretz are meant to say. A mevorcham al aner, you can't say a bracha aner chanukah, you're not allowed to be nana lor aner. The Masechah Sofrim says, haner v'salo v'kodoshem, ben lor v'shus l'shtamish b'hem. That comes from the Masechah Sofrim. Haner v'salo, it comes from Masechah Sofrim. So they also know that it was a machlekes in the Gemara, machlekes amaroi, and they paskin the way we paskin. Also the shtamish lior on there. So what does it mean? Al sheyosu laoro, you have to light an Ner Chanukah either at night or late in the afternoon, Friday afternoon. You have to light after plaga mincha when it's considered meir. It's not considered shraga b'tihara. It's not considered Shraga B'tihara. Let's say whatever you bench licht on Erev Yontav, Erev Shabbos, you can't bench licht early in the afternoon. You have to create an air that gives illuminations. You have to light late in the afternoon after Plagamich. That's what it means. Then in Hilchas Shabbos, there's a machlekes, the Mechaber, the Ramah. What if you have two families eating in the same room, same dining room? Each one has their own, let's say they have two apartments in the same building, and they're eating together Friday night. So the Mechaber writes, whoever benches licht first says a bracha lahadlik ner shel Shabbos. Whoever lights second can't bench. Bench means to say a bracha. Whoever lights second loses. They can't say a bracha because the room is lit up already. The whole room is already illuminated. And it's shraga b'tihara. Not only is an issue of shraga b'tihara, if you light too early in the afternoon, that you're not adding any illumination, even if you light at night, but the room is lit up already. So the one, whoever lights second, doesn't accomplish anything. It's a shraga b'tihara. So the Ramah disagrees with the Mechaber, and he says, no, if the first balabasta lights her candles at the end of the table over here, and the second one lights over here, so the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shalah, there's going to be Tosefis or of a Simcha, there's going to be more illumination. The two candles that she lit there give illumination to the room, but you can't see so much. So if they light in two different menorah, in leichtas, each one has their own candlestick, and it's at the other end of the table, and there's more illumination. So there is Tosefis or of a Simcha. So you see that the issue of Shraga B'tihara doesn't only preclude hadlaka too early in the afternoon when the sun is shining, even if it's at night, but it's already illuminated. The whole room is already illuminated. See, by us, we have the big chandelier on. So if you have the big lights on, so whenever you bench licht, the whole room is all illuminated. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is quoted as having said the same thing. When a woman goes to bench licht, she should extinguish all the lights in the room, and then turn them all on and light the neiris, everything l'shem Shabbos, and then the bracha goes on everything. Can't say a bracha l'hadin neshal Shabbos if the lights are on in the room. That says in Shulchan Aruch. Tosfos in the beginning of Bema Madlikin says like that. The head of Machlekes, when you light neiris Shabbos, do you recite a bracha or not? So after the Gemara says, halachas neiris Shabbos is a choiva. What is the connotation of choiva? So some Mishanim said, my machreinim is also a choiva. The Gemara says, my machreinim is a mitzvah. My machreinim is a choiva. What's the connotation of choiva? So Tosfos has a group of Rishonim say no bracha is recited on my machreinim. My machreinim is say a bracha until she die. My machreinim no bracha is recited. The Rabbit disagrees. How you do say a bracha even on my machreinim? But the Rambam quotes this from the Gaonim that you don't say a bracha on my machreinim. That's what it means. Choiva. Choiva means something you have to do, but it's not a mitzvah. So there's no takanas b'chas hamitzvah. So the Gemara has a lashon shani yomer. Hadlokas Neiris Shabbos is Chayva. So Tosfos quotes, there were Balei HaTosfos who said, Chayva means you don't say a bracha on Hadlokas Neiris Shabbos. Why shouldn't you say a bracha? Well, you don't say a bracha when you take a shower, you don't say a bracha when you vacuum the rug, you don't say a bracha when you put up the tshulin, you don't say a bracha when you set the table. There's so many hachonas that you do for Shabbos. The Manash Tana, why should you say a bracha when you light the Neiris, as opposed to all the other hachonas? No bracha is recited on any of the hachonas. So the Balei HaTosfos say, no, we don't follow that opinion. We hold that you do say a bracha. Aye, manish dana from the shower and from setting the table. So Tosfos says, if the person doesn't need a shower, so he doesn't take a shower. And if the rug is already clean and the table is already set, the elves came and they set the table and they cleaned the rug, so you don't have to clean it again. You're not mechayev to do again. But if the lights are on, Tosfos says, you have to extinguish the lights and put them on again on Shem Shabbos. So that's a special takanas chachamim, that this is a hachana for Shabbos that you have to do even if you don't need it. You have to turn out the lights, blow out the candles, and light them again. So the Ramah quotes that in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah quotes that Tosfos as the explanation as to why we say bracha only on halakas neiris Shabbos, and not on all the other hachanas for Shabbos. Set up the cholent. If someone comes and they give you a cholent, so it's already set up. You don't have to set your own. If someone sets the table, so you don't have to knock it apart and put it back together again. But the neiris, that's a special takon.
What happens if one has a chandelier with fluorescent light bulbs?
We usually assume you can't say a bracha on fluorescent, so they should light the candles first. So lighting the candles, that's an air. And then they should and then they should light the fluorescent afterwards. If they're going to light the fluorescent first, it's going to be shraga b'tihara. So let them light the candles first.
It's not going to go in the bottle in the...
That's a good question. That should be like kibo. The Gemara has a machlokes, but a kopsa zokok lo, kopsa ain't a zokok lo. If the ner chanukah goes out by itself, you have to rekindle it. What if kibo? What if you extinguish it? So the achrenim say, no, if kibo, then for sure you have to light it again. So if I lit ner chanukah, if I lit ner Shabbos, and then I turn on the big chandelier, so it should be like kibo. It should be like I extinguished everything. I don't know. So that's a good point.
If there are more paskins to surface or is okay, then even with our electric lights, we're adding to the surface, or so why couldn't you just make the bracha on the candle?
That's very questionable. When you have a big chandelier with a 25 bulbs in it. And then you add on candles, it adds a little romantic feeling to eat at a restaurant at candlelight. But the room is really flooded with light. Once you have a big chandelier, the candles don't really add illumination. It adds a mood. It adds a Shabbos-dika mood, but it doesn't really add illumination. So that's questionable whether that's sufficient.
But near Hanukkah, the same would apply with the lights, if lights are on?
Yeah, that's the problem with Hanukkah. A lot of people, let's say, you have 25 people light Neres Hanukkah in the same room. So the din is also the Shtamlish Lara on there, but when you madlik the Neres, it has to be... That's how it says in the Masel Chazam. You have to be creating an air. So if you have the big lights are on, so no one should be lighting then. Once two people lit, one lit over here, one lit over there. So where are the other people going to light? Everybody's going to light in the same room near each other. So there is no Tosefes Oro. So it's a violation of Shraga B'Tihar. It's all Achiyosu L'Oro. The whole thing is missing. It's a problem. That's a problem. In my home, I turn out all the lights in the room. You just have the Shamas is lit. So in that corner is dark, then yeah, but another one or two people are going to light Neiris. It's not going to really add that much illumination.
Lighting the Shamash before you light the candles is a problem because you're making the light right there. Let's say it's dark in the room.
Yeah.
So you light the Shamash before you make the bracha.
Yeah.
Is that a problem?
I don't think so. That's normal.
You're making that's light, normal. That's other light right there.
If you have a big room, you have just one little candle, the second candle is going to add a lot of illumination. Once you have a few candles, you got to add another menorah nearby. It doesn't really add too much illumination.
Even if there's light on, you can see the Hanukkah candles. So why does it really give us light?
Because you have to be madlik ner, and ner by definition means that it gives illumination. Not you can notice it. You'll have a... There will be a heker, there will be a pisuminisa, but the pisuminisa is supposed to come about by adding neris, and neris by definition mean that you give illumination. If it doesn't give illumination, then it's called Shraga B'Tiharo. So it's not really called an air.
So do you need to keep the lights off for a half an hour so it's like the air is burning for half an hour?
I thought so. I thought that, yes. We have a din. The Gemara has this. You're not allowed to be nana la'ora an air because the Ner Chanukah is Huktzele Mitzvasai. The din of Huktzele Mitzvasai, the original pasuk of Huktzele Mitzvasai, is written by Sukkah. It says Chag Sukkos Tassel Chashivas Yamim. So the Gemara interprets Chag Miloshin Korban Chagiga that the Sukkos Hukkos LeChag Kishem Shalchal Shem Shemayim Ala Chagiga. Just like the Korban Chagiga is Hegdish Kalchal Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah, the Sukkos Hukkos LeMitzvasa. So from the Sukkah Hukkos LeMitzvasa, that's the drush in the pasuk. The Gemara extends it to the Hadasim and the Esrog Hukkos LeMitzvasa LaChila, because its Iker is that it's Zaymid LaChila Hadasa Zaymid LeReya. So Huktzele Mitzvasa not to smell from it. So Huktzele Mitzvasa is a universal din that's learned out from Sukkah. It's a din that applies to all mitzvahs. There's a Tashmishei Mitzvah and a Tashmishei Kedusha. So if you have a Tashmishei Mitzvah, it's only Huktzele Mitzvasa Bizmana Mitzvah. If you have Tashmishei Kedusha, it remains Huktzele Mitzvasa even after the Bizmana Mitzvah is up. Let's say you have a mezuzah, and the mezuzah has so many letters were rubbed out. You have tefillin. The old tefillin is so puzzled you can't even fix it. So that's a Tashmishi Kedusha Lachas Ma Mitzvah and is up. So the Gemara says in Megillah, Tashmishi Kedusha Nignozim. You have to put them, have to bury them in Sheamus in a Bekavadika fashion, even though it's impossible to restore it. And Tashmishi Mitzvah, after the Zman Mitzvah is up, Nizrakim, if you want, you can throw it in the garbage. So that's the problem over here. After the Ner, the Gemara says Masech Shabbos, calls man the Ner is Shabbos Adolkim. That's hooked to the mitzvah. After it goes out, so we paskan migadis katzoi. It was buses of dava asa, because the flame is mukze. So it makes the oil and the wick and the cup, everything hanach l'nesh emet psila. Everything is a buses to the flame on top. But leaving Reb Shimon doesn't believe in migadis katzoi. He doesn't hold from hooked to the mitzvah. He doesn't hold from migadis katzoi. So Reb Shimon's opinion is after the flame goes out, it's no longer hooked to the mitzvah. Because man, the flame is burning. Even the shemen that drips down, shemen amitaptif, is also hooked to the mitzvasa. You're not allowed to use it for your own purposes. But after the flame goes out, there's no longer hooked to the mitzvasa. Lachas mana mitzvah is up. So that's the problem over here. You have a ner chanukah, and it goes out in the middle. So we pass in kopsa enozokin klo. So this mana mitzvah is over. Goodbye. Finished. It's So why should you say that the leftover oil is hooked into the mitzvah? And then you have, so maybe it's not. Who says it is hooked to the mitzvah? Maybe it's only also the shtamish lower and there calls man that it's doilek. So the one who says you're not allowed to, Tosfos quotes from the Shiltas. Shiltas quotes a brisa. We don't have that brisa anywhere. Shiltas, it's not even a masecha sofer. Shiltas quotes a brisa that the leftover oil remains hooked to the mitzvah. If I bought containers of oil and I never got to use them, so then we say, hazmana la milsahi. It's not hooked to the mitzvah, so it's mutabano. But if I did use it to light, and it went out to chazman, it didn't burn even the half hour. So that's taku hooked to the mitzvah. But after it goes out already, so it's lachazman mitzvah, because kavseinu zakuk lo. Chanukah is already over. Chanukah is over. You can say, maybe it's still the zman mitzvah till the end of Chanukah. Chanukah is over already. Goodbye. So let's say Sukkot is over. If I want, so the Sukkot was hooked to the mitzvah for the duration of Sukkot. I can save the Sukkot for next Sukkot, but right now, after Sukkot is over, after the zman mitzvah is up, it's no longer hooked to the mitzvah. So that's the Pella. The Shiltas quotes a Braisa. Taisis quotes the Shiltas and quotes a Braisa. That the Moshe Shemesh B'nei Chanukah is hooked to the mitzvah even after Sukkot, even after Chanukah is up. So that's what the Keren Oire asks on that Taisis and Perikira, why should it remain hooked to the mitzvah after the Zman HaMitzvah is up? It's Tashmishe Mitzvah. Tashmishe Mitzvah after the Zman HaMitzvah is up is Nizrokim. So the Shilta somehow treats it like Tashmishe Kedusha. Ma'apitam, why should it be like Tashmishe Kedusha?
Kodeshem.
Oh, so we say the Nusach from the Masech HaSam, we treat it as if the Neiris are a replica of the Neiris in the Beis HaMikdash. The Neiris in the Beis HaMikdash are a carbon. That's like HaKrovas HaKarbon. That's taka hook. That's more than hook to them. That's like chagiga. Keshem shachal shem shemayim al chagiga. Kal chal shem shemayim al sukkah. The chagiga is really tashmishe kedusha. As kedusha is carbon, the sukkah is only tashmishe mitzvah. Bizman mitzvah son, it'll be hooked to the mitzvah son. After the mitzvah is up, is not. But the carbon chagiga is taka like tashmishe kedusha. So that's what the Shiltas quote such a price. So we treat the shemen and the Ner Chanukah like a Tashmishi Kedusha, that even after the Zman HaMitzvah is up, it still retains the status of Kodesh. So then we have a Gemara in the end of the first Perek in Psochim, where the Gemara says, you're not allowed to leave non-kosher food around the house, Mishum Chashash Takola. Somebody by mistake may forget and eat it. So if you're going to have a bottle of oil, have all the leftover oil from the Ner Chanukah that was not just Hazmana La Milsihi, I used it for the hadlaka, and the hadlaka went out in the middle of the Zman Mitzvah, it went out in the middle of the half hour. So everything is hooked to the Mitzvah. So if I have a bottle, and I'll save it for next Chanukah, I'll put a label on the bottle in English, this may not be used until next Chanukah because hooked to the Mitzvah. So I may have someone who doesn't know English, so I'll write it in Hebrew. I may have someone who doesn't know Hebrew, write it in Spanish. Not everybody knows Spanish. So because of the Chashash Michshol, so that's why the Shilta says you have to make a Madura b'fnei atzma b'sorfa. You have to burn it. If the Chanukah is over, you have to destroy it. Because the huktza the mitzvah say. They say he's treating it like Tashmishe Kedusha.
It's
Should have been there that bar. Yeah. Yeah. But that's what in Shulchan Aruch they quote that Shilta. Then in Shulchan Aruch it says they add on to the Shiltas. That even if it fell into regular shemen, and you don't have shishim to be mevatlin, also lahasif all over levatlin, because it didn't have a mevatlin isalachatchi. You're not allowed to add on. So Dushach and Yeridei and Simen Tzadik Tes is bothered with the kashin. The Chabad himself writes in Yeridei, Simen Tzadik Tes, when he quotes that din, a mevatlin isalachatchi. What if the isa fell into heter, and you don't have enough to be mevatlin? Are you permitted to add on more heter that it should become both? So the Mechaber distinguishes between Anisa deraisa as opposed to Anisa derabbanan. The Ramo doesn't agree. But the Mechaber quotes a Gemara in the beginning of Beitza. The simple reading of the Gemara is like the Mechaber. We distinguish between Anisa deraisa and Anisa derabbanan. Anisa derabbanan, muta lehoisef olof olof avatloi. And if it's Anisa deraisa, you're not allowed to. So the Ramo, so the Shach is the Kasha, but the Mechaber holds like this simple reading of the Gemara, that whatever is only awesome derabbanan, and it got mixed into heter, is muta lehosef olof olof avatlo. So why not say the same by Ner Chanukah? The whole Ner Chanukah is only hooked to mitzvahs and the rabbanon. The whole mitzvah is only with the rabbanon. So the Mechaber wrote in Hilchas Chanukah, if it fell in accidentally into shemen shal heter, and you don't have enough, you don't have shishim levatla. Asa lehoisav ala levatla. Why should it be asa lehoisav ala levatla? Why don't you say that it's only the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon you're allowed to add on. So the various terutzim are given. So the Chavos Das has a, the Sivas has a fancy teretz there in Yeridei. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes a teretz when the tshuva is based on Ephraim. Ephraim is Alan Margolius. He has a fantastic chiddush that Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses whether he's right or wrong. He says the obligation to light Neres Chanukah is clearly only with the Rabbanon. But once you light Neres Chanukah, you're in fulfillment of a mitzvah deraisa. So it'll be hooked to the mitzvah and the Torah. The Chavos Agarah to do the hadlokah is only with the Rabbanon. But once you do it, so takonis the Rabbanon have a role on the level of deraisa. So it's a hook to the mitzvah and the Torah, and therefore it's a nisa hanom and the Torah. That's a fantastic chiddush. Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses Makaris and the Gemara. Is he right or is he wrong? When the mitzvah is only with the Rabbanon, can you say that it's hooked to the mitzvah and the Torah? What's the story with Kriyas HaTorah on Chanukah? So the Gemara says you have to lay in Parshas Hanisim. Yeah. We said several times, called the Tikkun Rabbanon came, the Raisa Tikkun, the Chachamim wanted all the Dinim of the Rabbanon to blend in, to become part of the Cheftza Shal Torah. When you learn Dinim the Rabbanon, you're Yoytze the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the Raisa. So he says along the same lines, called the Tikkun Rabbanon came, the Raisa Tikkun. So when you madlik, the Chovas Agavra to light the Chanukah Menorah is only with the Rabbanon. But once you light it, it's a Kima Mitzvah Menorah Torah of Neres Chanukah. There is whatever the Chachamim are saying, the obligation to listen to the Chachamim on the Takan Rabban and the Chavis Agav is only the Rabban. But once you do it, he thought that would be a mitzvah menatar, mitzvah menei Chanukah, new mitzvah.
Again, there's a link between Shem Chanukah and Sukkah, and that Sukkah is a permanent structure. And when you buy a Sukkah, you plan on using it, and it's going to exist even after Sukkah is over. Whereas the oil you pour into your menorah, you plan on it burning on Chanukah and going on forever. You can't be a chalik there.
That what's this sukkah I plan to reuse next year, but it's not hooked to the mitzvah if the sukkah is over.
In the boards themselves exist even outside of sukkahs. I mean, the oil, the nair, the chanukah, you expect the oil to be burned up in the menorah during the mitzvah itself. So that can't be a chiluk.
That's what Tosfos defends, that's what Tosfos says like that. He planned that everything will be consumed with hadlakah. So therefore, you can't say that what's left over should not be hooked on Tosfos. Tosfos writes that. We don't understand what that means. So that's why the Kavan Orah doesn't. The Kavan Orah is always an original thinker. So the Kavan Orah, and that Tosfos in Perikira, the third Perik in Shabbos, he said, you see the Shilta's all that it's treated like Tashmishi Gdusha, not like Tashmishi Mitzvah, Zechel HaMikdash. That's how the Kavan Orah says. But Tosfos says the way you said. The Gemara says they made a takana the Rabbanon. We should learn Kriyas HaTorah. You should learn Parshas Hanisim. So again, you look in the Masechah Sofrim. They don't have the practice that we have. They say on the first day Chanukah you learn Vayamakar B'Yom HaRishon. Second day Chanukah you learn Vayamakar B'Yom HaSheni. And on Shabbos Chanukah we got more time. So then you learn Vayikra Chalos Moshe L'Hakim Es HaMishkan. You start learning from the beginning and you learn till the end. You learn the whole thing. And Shmini, the last day of Chanukah, then you want to learn everything. So then you learn Kenosos Hamanero. You learn into the middle of Baal Oischem. So the commentary on the bottom of the page says, we don't follow this practice. The first day of Chanukah, we start from Hikachalas Moshe V'Hakim Mesamishkan. You start from the beginning. We don't do like he says over here. And only Shabbos Chanukah, you start from. We don't start Shabbos Chanukah, we don't start from the beginning. On the first day, Chanukah, you start from the beginning, and then you lay into the end of the first day. Different minhagim here, Masecha Sofer. But apparently, Yoytze the Takanas Chachamim, however you lay. The Takana was you should lay in Chanukah Sanasim. So we lay in Chanukah Sanasim. Okay, Tov. Marbly, now we've got to get back a little bit to Bar Mitzvah. Tomorrow's 11 o'clock.